Good afternoon. I wasn't really sure if we'd have no people or lots of people at this, so I'm glad you could all stay for the last session. This program, for our program team at the Public Health Department that's been able to work on it, has been really a good experience, and one of my colleagues described it as the third child that she'll never have. And I think a lot of us feel that way because we've really put a lot of work into this and seen it grow and also seen the impact that it's had on some of the people we've worked with, and that's been really rewarding. So a couple of things we want to cover is just, of course, talk again about some of the steps we took to develop the program and how specifically we went about working with the clinics, the really safety net clinics that are working with us on this project. And then look a little bit at some of our data about how this partnership has impacted the participants' eating. So really what we're trying to do is bring together the medical system and bring healthy food and discussion of nutrition and public health perspective into that. So we really liked what this cartoon kind of conveyed about that. So the program itself, the healthcare providers that we're working with five clinics. As I mentioned, they're very much safety clinics that serve low-income patients, patients that are struggling with food access, particularly healthy food access. These healthcare providers actually write a prescription for their patients to eat more fruits and vegetables. They then take that prescription to the local farmers market where our staff has a table and can provide on-site nutrition advice and support and give them tokens to purchase fresh fruits and vegetables at the market. So how we kind of got to this point, locally in Washtenaw County, we're very lucky to have a local health survey that gives us much of the type of information that BRFIS does on the state level, but on a local level. And that was really showing us some very low produce intake as well as high obesity rates among certain areas, certain populations in our county. So there was a lot of groundwork that went into this in terms of working and exploring local partnerships, working with existing coalitions and really figuring out how to go about this. And also, of course, as we know, we hear from some of our healthcare providers that are trying to address these issues that they may give the nutritional advice, but it's really hard for their patients in many situations to take any action on that. So this is just a little bit of the data that we were looking at when we were formulating the program. If you look at our county as a whole, we have Ann Arbor in it, we have a lot of resources, particularly healthcare resources with major health systems, and overall things look pretty good. Most of our county level data is not necessarily worse than state level data or even national level data, but when we dig a little deeper, which we could do with our local health survey, we can see that particular areas like Ypsilanti really are faring worse. And again, even though Washtenaw may look okay overall, we're following national trends in terms of obesity, so things aren't getting better overall. But sometimes if you were just looking at the county level data, it'd be hard to make a case for this type of program without really looking at the specific areas and the specific populations that are being more heavily impacted. And again, this is also a trend we're probably seeing elsewhere, but it's really impacting that Ypsilanti area where we're seeing fewer and fewer grocery stores, healthy food outlets, more and more restaurants. And it really had become very difficult in many parts of the county to get food, even if you had the money to purchase healthy food. And this is just a little visual of some of the mapping that we did at that point. And the green and light green dots are grocery stores, and I think actually the one to the upper part of this is now gone, so it's gotten even a little worse. But on the bright side, we did have a new farmers market right in this sort of food desert area that had a lot of energy. They were really working hard to offer a lot of programs for low-income residents and to get people to come in and try out the market. So our approach is this sort of three-legged stool concept. We wanted to make sure we were bringing in partners that we really had to all work together to kind of make this work. So we had our safety net health clinics, our local public health department, as well as our farmers market. So, as I said, we had the opportunity to take some time and build on some of our local resources that were already there. In 2007, 2008, we got a little bit of pilot funding to kind of test out this idea of giving folks tokens to the farmers market and seeing how that works, and work with some of our partners and really test that out before we then got a larger grant to implement it on a larger scale. So in working with our clinics, you know, there was some front-end work to make sure that even though they were all serving patients that would qualify for this program in many ways, there was sometimes a struggle to make sure that we were finding a match between the program and the particular patient, because some of the patients, and particularly that might be coming into the county to get lower resourced or free health services, might not actually live in the area, and it might be very difficult for them to come back and go to the local farmers market. So making sure that we were working with them to find a good fit, as well as make sure it's reaching people that needed it. So these were just our overall goals for the larger grant that we got. We're looking at a consumption of fruit and vegetables among the patients. Also wanting to look at our health clinics and about how they were doing and what could we do to help them with their capacity to address these issues with their patient population. And then also taking a look at the broader clinic systems and policies, as well as the local food system, and how, if at all, could we impact that. So specifically for patients, we're looking at that daily fruit and vegetable intake and some information about how, whether eating healthy does really have an impact on chronic disease and your health, particularly if you're working to manage a chronic disease, and knowing where they could get healthier foods, farmers market, as well as some other local resources. And of course, for the farmers market itself, we wanted to bring in new customers. And for the medical clinics, we wanted to provide them some tangible resources to work with their patients, as well as make sure they were finding strategies to work some of this in. A lot of these clinics, of course, serve patients that may come in with very complex issues for a very short visit, and it can be very difficult to bring in any type of lifestyle of nutrition type information into that visit when there was critical issues that needed to be addressed immediately. So this was just a quote from one of our clinic staff who really felt like this, you know, was a win-win. It brought together the people that needed the access to food with the local growers. So this is a little idea about how the program went. The first flow is the blue level is what happens at the clinic, and then that the second level, the green level, is what happened at the farmers market. So again, as I mentioned, the clinic staff would kind of review whether there was a fit for the program, ask the patient if it was something they were interested in doing, and if so, they provided the prescription and gave the patient their coupon book to come to the market. And then they would come to the market, and our staff would have access to that prescription and kind of see, you know, what kinds of issues they were working to manage, and provide some targeted information and advice, as well as orientate them to the market. We found a lot of our patients, especially that had never visited a local farmer's market, there was a level of anxiety in just getting there and trying out a new situation, and just we heard from a lot of folks having someone there to kind of guide them through that was really helpful. So this is what I'm just going to show visually a couple of our materials, and we do have some samples here if you want to look at them. This is what our prescription looks like, and it has places for the clinician to document why they're prescribing it, and then also to talk with the patients about some goal setting. We really wanted to see if we could help push forward that conversation between the healthcare provider and the patient about healthy food and setting some goals around that. In the back of that same card is what our staff would then use at the farmers market to make little notes and document that they had visited. And this was really helpful sometimes in just spurring a conversation with our patients, whether it was something as simple as what are you looking for and what did you buy and did you use it. Often that would get folks talking about things, and it was really helpful in that way. And this is what patients would get as the wooden tokens worth $1 each, and they would trade. They had four coupons of $10 in their booklet, and that was designed to get them to the market at least four times to trade their coupons for tokens and also have an interaction with us And I've got 5 minutes. I'm going to go faster. These are just some samples of some of our tools. We had tried to provide very simple recipes, and that was a big hit with folks, as well as we had some materials to help them find other sources of healthy foods and to let them know what was available at other area farmers market other than the one that we were stationed at, because if folks were using EBT and they could use Double Up Food Bucks, that was a really big incentive to help them get to the market as well. And then, of course, we had an identifier number that we tracked everything through. And basically, to summarize this, we're using a pre-programmed survey that was completed at enrollment, and then after the market ends, we interviewed our patients by phone to get some of our data. We also have been doing interviews with the clinicians and with the farmers market folks to figure out how things are working and not working for them. We've been fortunate with this grant to also have the flexibility of continuing to do some formative type evaluation and exploring where things didn't work for people and how we might be able to change that. Our biggest change we saw last year is we did see a significant change in fruit and vegetable consumption, so we were very excited about that. Unfortunately, our market is just ending this year, so we don't have this year's data. But what I can tell you about this year is that we have seen a lot more patients. Last year we had about 300, and you can see about a third of them didn't make it to the market. This year we're over 500, and we've had 80% of them make it to the market. So some of the things that we changed and tinkered with and really tried to get that zero visit number down seem to be helping. The other thing that we were able to do at one of our clinics, particularly a clinic that served teen mothers, was to do some more formative evaluation there and really figure out why people weren't able to get to the market and what might be a better solution. This is some more information in a picture of our table and recipe book at the market. We've had a lot of positive feedback just about the visuals of having folks there with a table and t-shirts, and it's been very easy for folks to navigate and get there. And we also heard a lot from the patients, particularly last year, about once they did make it to the market, they found it very welcoming. They really loved the idea of local food and knowing where their food came from and appreciated the quality and the taste of it too. So that was really nice to hear from folks that had never been there, that were trying it out for the first time. Health providers found that the program was really easy to use and very rewarding. A lot of them, we heard, it gave them just something tangible if they were doing nutrition education already. It gave them something tangible that they could say, look, I know it's challenging, I know you've got all these other things going on, but here's something that can help you give it a shot. And for those patients who might have been working on eating better anyhow or exercising more, it really fit in nicely to give them an opportunity to take that to another level, to walk around the market, to try out the market as a source of fresh food. And some of the things I mentioned already that we've found worked, but basically all of our clinics have sort of taken that flow model we did and tweaked it to their own use, and we've seen them implement it kind of differently, how they actually prescribe. And one of the clinics that's having astounding success with that actually created a little community and a little group where on the farmers market day, they kind of have them all come in and they do little food demos, and they created a kind of sense of community around going to the market, and that has really helped their numbers. A few other things we did differently was create a newsletter and reminder postcards. And the market can be a hard place to do the actual nutrition counseling. We were fortunate enough to have an RD who is here with me if you have questions for her afterward. But that can be very difficult in the market setting. So we did this year offer people the option of having a private counseling with her, which folks were very enthusiastic about, but haven't really taken advantage of. So we're planning to do some more digging about why that hasn't really happened either. And these are just a few more quotes to wrap up about how the clinicians have felt about the program and has made them sort of really think about the food and the food they might have in their emergency food pantries. and to raise awareness of the farmers market being a viable resource for low-income populations in terms of fresh food. Okay, and I'm going to stop now. This is our contact information, and we're happy to take other questions. Yeah, the question is, when we're trying to figure out if folks were a good fit for the program, was transportation discussed? Yeah, it's one of the things that whether they live in the area, whether they can get to the market, that we encouraged clinics to explore when they were deciding whether or not to prescribe the program. Because, well, it may or may not be obvious, we can't necessarily enroll everyone that we liked to in this program. So we wanted to make sure that the folks that were going to have the opportunity were going to be able to use it. And we did leave that to the clinicians. And we've gotten a lot of feedback from them. We brought them together for kind of a sharing of how they did enrollment this year. And even though we had kind of provided some of that guidance in the beginning, it was a revelation to them somewhere midway through the program that they really needed to make sure people could get there, make sure they lived in the county, make sure they had that conversation in more detail. Yes.
Thank you so much. I'm from the University of Chicago. We're piloting a very similar program. And we have two barriers that I want to get your take on. One is provider buy-in. So I know that your flowchart depends on the provider remembering to use it.
I'd say we're still overcoming it, but a lot of the changes that we did make going into our second year were focused on reducing that zero visit number, and some of our providers were, I don't know if frustrated is the right word, appalled perhaps, that they gave out this $40 worth of food to some of their patients who didn't go. So some of them, the one I mentioned that came up with this different sort of enrollment process and created a group experience around it, they were one of our highly motivated clinics that just said, we can't have this. We can't have this resource out there that people aren't using. So they really jumped on board and figured out what they could do as well as the changes that we were making more broadly. As far as recruiting the clinics, I'd say we're very fortunate in terms of the clinics that we are working with. They're very committed to the patients and their communities and providing this kind of resource. But at the same time, our original concept of creating a dialogue with the physician in the patient visit isn't really the way that it's unfolded at most of our clinics. They've sort of shifted things around where they have the nurses, or if they happen to have a nutritionist or an MA, that are really kind of doing this outside of the clinic visit. They try to get the doctors to do it, but as I mentioned, they have this huge barrier of time and complex visits, and so it's coming from the clinic as a whole, but it's not necessarily weaving its way very fully into the physician visit. And we also have had some struggles with some of the clinics. We did have one clinic this year that was a complete and utter failure, and we're not sure why. We were just fortunate that all of the rest of our clinics have had tremendous good work this year in getting people to the market. And one thing I didn't mention is one of the changes we made for year two is a special event where we took all of our clinicians and offered them coupons to come to the market to make sure that they were aware of where it was and what was there. And we also had chronic disease focused special events where patients could get extra tokens as well as nutritional guidance for diabetes or heart disease or whatever it was. And those were tremendously well received. We saw hundreds of people over the course of four, it was four special events, right? Four, they had really, really good response to those.